Thanksgiving, and I approve this message.
October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Halloween supports dangerous roving gangs of children going door to door to get their fix. When it comes to healthcare, Halloween doesn't care. Under Halloween, tooth decay rates have doubled and instances of child obesity have skyrocketed. Halloween is deceptive. Sure, it may look like a sexy firefighter, but don't count on Halloween if your house is burning down. And Halloween is not a legal holiday. If Halloween had its choice, it would allow for more illegal holidays to invade and take over your calendar. Don't be tricked. Halloween is no treat. This October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Paid for by Thanksgiving.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Excellent.
Wake up. Don't want to sleep through your big day.
Big day?
Hump day. Am I right?
What hump?
Hump, 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 hump,
hump.
I don't want to wake up.
Oh, cheer up. It's almost Halloween.
When is it?
Tomorrow.
It's my favorite holiday.
We love Halloween.
I'm going to make you hump day treat.
The show's about ready to start.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. How's it? How's everybody doing? So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. There she is. How in the heck do you find our live channel and our live show and our feature channel? I mixed them up. Our take two. Our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device. Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa.
Hello.
Yes. Alexa, play. Alexa, enable. I'm screwing this all up. Why am I screwing this all up? It's only Wednesday. It's not another Monday. We've been doing this now. This will be day three back from vacation. So why am I struggling? Why am I on the struggle bus? Take three. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she will. You can find our podcast on the Alexa device. That is even easier. How? Well, you just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA in there, the Mike Show VA podcast. And you can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and even our website. Just go to Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find our podcast link. And you can go back in time. It's like our virtual time machine. And listen to any and all of our episodes in Purple Patootie, all the way back to when we started doing this as a podcast. All right. Coming up, it is the Wednesday Hump Day edition, and I've got this. 20% of people think kids of all ages should be allowed to vote. Okay, so we got an election year coming up, or we got an election coming up very, very rapidly. So we're going to talk about this. Babies? Babies voting? It's unclear how babies would vote, but young kids? I don't know. This is interesting. So we've got the percentages. We'll talk about this, and then we have our top list. Top ways our elections would be different if kids were allowed to vote. All right, that's all on the way. Plus, of course, we got your five random facts. We got your stupid criminals in dot news. We've got your not headline news and all that kind of stuff. That's all on the way. Here, let's get rid of this. That's much better. When I was in the smaller block on the video, my shirt was doing all kinds of funky things on the monitor. All right, coming up. Of course, we got all that stuff, so much more. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
You have reached the undecided voter hotline. If you still haven't decided whom you're going to vote for, press 1. No, wait, press 2. Hold it. 1. Definitely press 1. However, pushing 2 might be better. You know what? Drink a cup of coffee and think about it. No, make that tea. Coffee. Tea. Coffee. Tea. Thanks for calling the Undecided Voter Hotline.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. Hi there. All right, so we got an election coming up very, very soon. And every election, the campaigns push to get out the vote, encouraging everybody to let their voices be heard. But one group's voices are not being heard. Babies. Yep. although, if you've taken the red eye recently, you probably think babies are being heard plenty. Anyway, there's a new poll out on voting. It includes this fascinating statistic. 20% of Americans think kids of all ages should be allowed to vote. Yep. It's unclear how that would work for young kids, since they can't seem to keep coloring inside the lines. They wouldn't be able to fill a tiny bubble with a pen or pick the right one. I don't know, but this is one option. 13% of people support giving parents one additional vote for each child they have who is a minor. Interestingly enough, these percentages are virtually the same, by the way, between conservatives and liberals, although folks 65 years and older are not as hot on teens and little kids voting, or parents getting extra votes. So if parents did get an extra vote for their kids, wouldn't that just be a bonus vote for whichever candidates they like? Well, not necessarily. Sarah Lee makes pies and cakes. Anyway, according to this, if this happened, 53% of people say the parents would always or usually vote the same when voting on behalf of their young kids, but 19% say they would only be the case. It would only be the case sometimes. 10% say the votes would only match rarely. 6% say they'd never be the same, which is odd. Anyway, maybe this explains that. 21% of people say the parents would always or usually customize their kids' votes to represent the best interest of the children. And the parents' votes don't? I don't know. 33% say these kids' votes would only be sometimes in the children's best interest. 27% say that rarely or never be in their best interest. Whether or not you lower the voting age, even to 16, a whopping 78% of people think there should be broader national programs to educate children and teens about the political process. I get that. On the flip side of this, though, 35% of people think the minimum voting age for national elections should be raised to 21. So that brings us to our top list. With these 20% of people thinking kids of all ages should be allowed to vote. I wonder what a world would be like if that happened. Let us help with today's list. It's our top list today. Top ways our elections would be different if kids were allowed to vote. All right, here we go. Number one. Forget watches, Bibles, or sneakers. Donald Trump would be hawking Trump juice boxes. The I voted sticker would smell like strawberries. Top ways our elections would be different if kids were allowed to vote. Negative ads would feature candidates calling each other poopy face. What is this thing? I need a pronunciation. All right, Kamala Harris would dump Tim Walz for a, what is this, skibbity?
Interesting word.
Yeah.
Pronounced as skibbity.
Skibbity. A skibbity toilet. Okay. Top ways our elections would be different if kids were allowed to vote. Candidates would promise to expand Medicare coverage for people suffering from cooties. Taylor Swift's endorsement wouldn't matter as much as SpongeBob's. Top ways our elections would be different if kids were allowed to vote. During the debates, a candidate would randomly get slimed. Yep. Republicans would attack Democrats for wanting to defund Paw Patrol. Top ways the elections would be different if kids were allowed to vote. J.D. Vance would wear slightly more eyeliner and say he was Beetlejuice. J.D. Vance would wear slightly more eyeliner and say he's Beetlejuice. Top ways our elections would be different if kids were allowed to vote. Donald Trump would change the way he talks to... that would stay the same. All right, it's The Mike Show. Skibbity. Skibbity toilet. What the hell is that? All right, coming up, we got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Skibbity Toilets. No, just kidding. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Text Your Ex Day. Or in Giselle Bundchen's case, it's text your ex and tell him you got knocked up by the jiu-jitsu instructor you always told him not to worry about day. U.S. airlines are now required to refund passengers automatically if their flight is significantly delayed or canceled. This means we can expect Southwest Airlines to go bankrupt in less than a year. Carlos Mencia pulled down his pants during a stand-up show. Great, now he's stealing from Louis C.K. And Johnny Depp's new film is called Day Drinker. I believe that's what you call typecasting. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, don't you know? Wednesday hump day edition. Hi there. How's it going? Beautiful, beautiful fall day. I love it. When we came back from Florida, when we left Florida, it was in the, we left early in the morning. It was like in the low to mid 70s on its way up. And then by the time we got to North Carolina, it was down into the 60s, like mid 60s, really, really frigid by comparison anyway. But, you know, the difference, the amount of leaf changes and leaf dropping, I guess the falling leaves. I digress. There are two ways you can help ensure that your children become billionaires. Billionaires. Pass down a billion-dollar inheritance, or name them John or David. Somebody analyzed the Bloomberg Billionaire Index. I'm not on that.
I'm rich. You're not.
No. Well, that, you know, the Bloomberg Billionaire Index, that should be called.
I'm rich. Mm-hmm. You're not.
Anyway, so here... Oh, yeah. It's the Bloomberg Billionaire Index to determine which names appear more frequently, or most frequently, amongst the top 500 uber-rich people. And in the end, the two most common names were John and David, which appeared 12 times. Both of those appeared 12 times. Here are the top money-making baby boy names and their total net worth. No, they didn't put together a similar list for female billionaires. That, by the way, there's around 2,800 billionaires in the world, and roughly 12% of them are women. Number 10 on the list, Jim. The total net worth for Jim billionaires, $114.6 billion. Richard, $33.6 billion. Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G, Zhang. $82.5 billion for Zhang's. Charles, $99 billion for Charles. Mark, $205.8 billion. Zuckerberg. Huang, $48.8 billion. I said Wang.
Automobile.
Yeah. Michael. Here we go. I know it's Mike. I don't go by Michael, but $147.1 billion. Thomas, $100.2 billion. David. Here we go. $118 billion. And John, $155.3 billion. Now, the Mark, 205. Maybe okay. So the. I'm confused. Oh, yeah. So it's the most common name, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee that they're going to have the most billions. Okay, now I get it. All right. What else is in the news or not news? How about... let's talk about nightmares. Let's do that. If you hit the snooze too many times this morning... you're living out one of America's most common nightmares. Yeah. A poll for Halloween looked at the most common nightmares we have. Waking up late made the top 10. Being injured is a common nightmare. That's number 10 on the list. 35% of people that were surveyed have that. A loved one passing away, 36%. That was number 9. Waking up late was number 8 at 43%. Missing an important event, 44%. Being attacked, 50% of the vote of the folks that were surveyed had that nightmare. Feeling trapped, that was number 5 on the list at 52%. Feeling lost, 54%. Dying, 55% of folks surveyed have that nightmare. Being chased, 63%. And then falling, 65%. That's number 1, by the way. 65% have had a nightmare about falling from a significant height. A third of us have also had a bad dream about our teeth falling out. And around 1 in 4 have had a nightmare about their spouse leaving them. Some of the less common ones are actually fun. 14% had nightmares about car troubles. 12% have had a dream where they couldn't find their car. 7% have had a bad dream about a tech malfunction. And 5% have had a nightmare about going bald. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know, maybe. Here we go, number 1. The Lego Company has been around for 90 years now, and the name is a simplified version of 2 Danish words. Can we get a pronunciation on this?
Leggot.
Leggot. Leggot, the 2 words, leg and got, which means play well in Danish. Number 2. The Atlantic Ocean is much saltier than the Pacific Ocean. Number 3. The first department store Santa was in Brockton, Massachusetts in 1890. Number 4. The day Heath Ledger died in 2008, Heath Ledger was the number 1 searched term or name on Google. Number 2, Keith Ledger, with a K. And then number 5. Mozambique is worth the most points in Scrabble of any country at 32. Well, at least it would be if you were allowed to play country names. Kyrgyzstan would be 2nd with 30 points. And those are your 5 random facts. It is the Mike Show. It's a Wednesday hump day edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep, and a little bit later on, we're just gonna get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up and get into our audio vault today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you might like it. I don't know. All right, so the big day is almost here. Hey, Alexa, what are some tips for trick-or-treating?
Here are some tips for trick-or-treaters. The more generic your costume, the more you can stock up on peanut butter cups from the same house without them noticing. If you dress as a ghost, be prepared for a random old lady who answers the door to say, "Is that you, Leonard?" and starts weeping. When you get home, hide your good candy immediately so that all your parents can steal from your bag are Whoppers. And remember, if a house has the curtains closed and the lights off, that just means they want you to go to the back door. Have a happy Halloween and let me know if you need any more trick or treat tips.
All right, we will. So not here, but many around the country have cold weather in the forecast for Halloween night, especially folks up in the Northeast. Glad you spent so much on your family's costumes this year. Too bad you're going to be wearing a coat over them.
It's going to be freezing cold this Halloween, but layering up doesn't mean that your costume needs to be ruined for trick-or-treating. For example, you could be a werewolf in a windbreaker. Sure, you now look like a Greek dude that owns a diner, but at least you're nice and warm. Or how about dressing in a sexy Taylor Swift costume, loaded up with three layers of skin-colored hoodies? Geez, Taylor's looking kind of bloated nowadays. Easy on the king-size Snickers. Those not good enough for you? How about dressing as Fat Freddy Krueger? A bloated ballerina? A chunky chipmunk? Or Brendan Fraser in The Whale? The options are endless. Just make sure you fill your shoes with hand warmers before you go out trick-or-treating, okay?
Yeah, glad we don't have that here. All right, let's do this. Is that Naya or Nia? Bill Burr and his wife posted a video of Bill making fun of her extensive Starbucks cup collection. She has a variety of colors, sizes, Disney cups, and more. Do you know somebody who's obsessed with owning all the cups? Well, let's check in with Bill.
I believe this nightmare all started off with this one here. A little blue cup here. I don't get it, but she does. But then she went back the next day, and it was bigger than the other one. And then this sits in the cupboard. This one evidently was Christmas.
They did have green ones, but I refrained.
So you showed a little
restraint.
Yeah. I love my wife to death, but I don't always understand her.
Mm-hmm. A couple in Alabama posted security footage of a bear. What was the bear doing? Well, it was rolling their trash can out to the curb for them. They joked that it looked like a human in a bear costume. It's standing up, looking around, pulling the pulling the garbage can backwards. Here's Bryce Hoven on the bear that visits his carport.
I kept dragging it down the driveway another 15, 20 foot and just laid it down in the neighbor's yard and just started laying in the trash and eating it. And we just starting to become real cautious with our animals and stuff. I've seen some videos where they get a little aggressive around some dogs. So we're just being real careful with our dog because she comes out here and uses the restroom and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. The dog uses the restroom. All right, so it wasn't actually very helpful, though, because it came back, dumped the trash in the neighbor's yard, and then started eating it. Today, let's see, skip that. How about this? By the way, it's National Candy Corn Day. I said it's National Candy Corn Day.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Here is Michelle Williams's Brock's Candy Corn jingle she wrote to help you celebrate.
It's the season. Today's the day. Candy corn is on the way.
Ah, good Lord. Where's the music? There it is. Here we go. Let's do this. We're going to save that for stupid criminals. We're going to save that for stupid criminals. Crap. Terry Garr, actress Terry Garr, one of my favorites, died yesterday after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was 79 years old. And for many films, she's probably most known for playing opposite Gene Wilder in Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. Here's a scene with them and Marty Feldman where Dr. Frankenstein, that's Frankenstein, reads from his grandfather's journal.
Kipper?
Thank you, Doctor.
As the minuteness of the parts formed a great hindrance to my speed, I resolved, therefore, to make the creature of a gigantic stature. Of course. That would simplify everything.
In other words, his veins, his feet, his hands, his organs would all have to be increased in size.
Exactly.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
That goes without saying.
Oof.
He's going to be very popular.
Terry was in so many iconic movies, like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton, and was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in Tootsie. Terry, was a regular guest with David Letterman during both of his late-night shows. They had a great rapport and almost seemed like they were in a relationship. She even joked about it once in 2008 when Dave pressed her on being in a relationship with Elvis Presley. She jokingly says she was, but she really wasn't.
Something with you and Elvis. Wasn't there something with you and Elvis?
No, no.
Now, come on, there was.
No.
Yes, there was.
Dave, no.
Yes, there was.
You and me, baby.
Oh.
Everyone asked me, what went on between you and Dave? I said, oh, totally sexual. That's all.
That's all I was.
Each time.
That's right.
Filthy
but,
lie.
But now, I don't want to put you on the spot here again, but wasn't there a thing with you and Elvis? I mean, you knew Elvis, right? Did you know Elvis or
yes,
not?
Yes, I did.
You worked with Elvis,
the
right?
King, uh-huh.
Yeah, in films. What film were you in with Elvis?
Yeah. Viva Las Vegas, Roustabout.
Oh, there you go.
Kissing Cousins, all the good ones.
Yeah. And you can still see these all the time on television. And so when we see you and Elvis, we can now know that there was a...
Oh, yeah, big time. No.
I bet he asked you out all the time.
No.
Sure he did.
No, he didn't.
You know, you're not under oath.
All right. Elvis and I, bang, bang.
All right, now back when Letterman was doing stunts on his NBC late night show, he did an entire episode from his office because the air conditioning was broken in the studio. He convinced Terry Garr, one of his favorite guests, to get into his private shower as credits rolled and the show ended. Here, listen.
I am my own best audience, you know?
You're a very charming and funny woman. Please take a shower. Please. Please.
Okay, all right.
Go in there and just say goodnight. Get all wet, but you have your hose on.
I know, but I can't take them off without 10 cameras in here.
All right, we'll turn around, Carl. Turn around. We got 30 seconds, Terry. Go ahead.
Dude, this isn't working out.
It's working beautifully.
No, it isn't.
Just turn on the shower. Come on, 5 seconds. Just turn. Yeah!
I hate you! Why am I doing this?
Oh, man. Let's see. Skip that. Let's see. In sports, The New York Yankees finally brought the big bats to the World Series last night. They beat the Dodgers 11-4 in New York. Here's the play from the bottom of the third inning that really sparked the crowd.
Doesn't it seem like it continues to fall on Anthony Volpe?
The New York kid. Bases loaded, two out.
Cranks the ball. Deep left field. Volpe with redemption.
It's a grand slam. Perfect place. Perfect time. Just what they needed.
All right. So at the bottom of the first inning last night, Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts. Where's the music? Here, let's just use this. Here we go. Take two. In the bottom of the first inning last night, Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts caught a foul ball just over the side wall. Say that three times fast. In right field, a Yankees fan was pulling on his glove. He basically got mugged. A Yankees fan was pulling on his glove and tried to rip the ball out. Another fan was holding Betts' other wrist.
Fly to right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference. And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Pries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
Wow, he might. No, just from a TV. He'll be watching
on the TV.
He'll be watching from somewhere else.
Yeah, as predicted, the fan did get ejected and is now the subject of hilarious memes. The guy holding Betts' wrist also got tossed. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Dimitri Martin on why he likes Halloween.
I think my favorite holiday is Halloween. I think it's my favorite, yeah. That's a good holiday because you don't have to celebrate that one with your family. You know? You never hear, what are you doing for Halloween? I gotta fly back east and go trick-or-treat with my parents. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, they got a divorce, so I gotta bring two different costumes this year. I like reading. I'm a big reader. I feel like I just end up reading everything. I don't know. Like, the other day I was in my kitchen, I opened the drawer and I pulled out the Reynolds wrap and ended up reading the box of Reynolds wrap. It said, Reynolds wrap, trusted since 1947. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Trusted, what an interesting word to use there. It implies some sort of dark past for Reynolds. You couldn't trust them, I guess, you know what I mean? Just, honey, did you get the tinfoil? Yeah, open the box. There's just pebbles in here. This is foiled!
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. But first, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more. Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Yep. This is pretty rude behavior for a Canadian. A 43-year-old golfer in British Columbia got arrested for smashing his driver over another guy's head.
Oh!
Ouch. You can hear the victim say it was a mistake, but the guy immediately cracks him with his driver so hard, the club head snaps off. Here, listen to this.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Hey, call the cops.
Call the RCMP.
Put the club down.
RCMP right now.
We can de-escalate this, hey?
Eh?
Relax, dude. Relax.
Hold on one.
Yeah. You can hear the victim say it was a mistake, but the guy immediately cracks him. Oh, I read that part. The guy he hit went down and started rolling around on the ground holding his head. Luckily, he wasn't seriously hurt. His friends freaked out but didn't retaliate. The guy's friends, the guy that was clubbed. The guy filming stayed very calm and very Canadian about it, as you heard. We can de-escalate this, eh? Anyway, police showed up, arrested the guy who they described as intoxicated. It sounds like he's facing charges for assault with a weapon. And then we have, do we have one more? I thought there was one more in here. Scrolling. Earlier this month, a pet kangaroo escaped from its home in Durango, Colorado. Thankfully, it was safely returned. Here are officers catching the escaped kangaroo.
Come here. I think it would be better if I just used my hand, Sid. I have rabies. You see the claws on it? It's going. We're your mommy.
All right. There's good news in the world. And we like to share. I want to isolate that last part. We're your mommy. take two. There's good news in the world. And we like to share that good news during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An 82-year-old Marine named David Lorenzo just got his Naval Academy ring back 54 years after he lost it on a golf course near Pittsburgh. A random golfer found it in the dirt after a storm and traveled all the way to Florida to give it back to him. Here's the man who found it, Michael Zennert.
It was raining a lot, and the grass was deep, but there was some areas that there was no grass. And I pulled up to the one area, and I seen this shining. And I thought it was the top of a beer can. And I figured, well, dig it out so somebody doesn't step on it. And when I looked at it, 1964, and I tried it on my finger, and I thought, well, this must be a child's ring or something. And we cleaned off the inside, and I seen the United States Marine Corps, De Lorenzo. And I figured, we have to find this person.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by... Here, let's change the banner. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food. Donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for a list of collection sites or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information and be the change.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org. And if you have been saving up food items and collecting them, you're going to want to make your donations very, very quickly, with tomorrow being the last day. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another edition of the Mike Show, thrilling edition. It's going to be the spooky, scary Halloween experience. Woo! you kids. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?